All right, we're going to call the meeting to order at 5:08 on January 4th, 2021. Now who's going to give our prayer tonight? We usually run this to Tom Carter.
Do a moment of silence.
Yeah, we'll hold a moment of silence. Follow that with a Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and we will be skipping the swearing in and the election of mayor.
I don't think you have to skip it. We have a quorum.
He thinks we can do the
if you vote for yourself and I vote for you, that's 2-1, no matter what.
And okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't think it's any different than. Do you, Darryl? You have a quorum.
Yeah, you got a quorum.
And you have a majority.
If you make the motion and you second it to now, make you as mayor.
If I said, no, I didn't want you to be mayor, and you wanted to, it'd be 1-1, then yeah, you couldn't, but.
Okay.
And then I guess that's unanimous, isn't it?
I make the motion to have Donna continue as mayor.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Welcome back, mayor.
Thank
and
you.
Then we'll do the swearing-in ceremony next month when Frank Herman can get
it. And especially since we both talked to Tom, and Tom said the same thing, so.
Yeah. Well, I know he said he didn't want to. He said.
You think? I'm not sure that.
And he said no. Not want to, so.
Roll call officially. Mayor Hernandez.
Present.
Commissioner Zander.
Present.
And for the recording, Tom Carter's absent. Okay. Tom, or you, will have to sign off on the minutes.
Okay.
And we don't have a. I don't even know that I can vote on the minutes. I wasn't here. I read them.
I think you can still, even if you've read them.
I've read them.
I think you can. If you make the motion and you make the second.
Okay.
I motion to approve the minutes from November 2nd.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, since we have no citizens here to comment, communications from me is I've just been trying to get back into the swing of things and trying to catch up on the minutes of the meetings that happened while I was out. Still the dog park. Do we have any idea when we will be able to form up to concrete?
I couldn't give you a date right now.
What are we on hold with?
Form boards.
Are they expensive?
Yes. Because the inside ones have to be treated.
Okay.
And because they stay in there, that's what the actual turf connects to, and they're about triple what they were 3 months ago. And Tom is supposed to have been getting them for me.
And he got sick.
And trying to get Daryl King, who's a big builder in town, to donate them instead of us even buying them.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I ask him, yeah. So. My next bet, if he doesn't come up, we're just going to have to bite the bullet and buy him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, it's world over a year now.
Do an update on the lawsuit.
Yes, the update on the fence lawsuit. I spoke to Doug Drennan today, as did Daryl. And he says that the king's attorney contacted him and asked for more time, which we denied the more time. And he is, as of today, trying to get a court date so they can bring it before a judge and
so
have
it heard. I don't get that. They said that they would take it down.
It looked like they were going to compromise, but now it doesn't look like they're going to take it.
No.
Well, he said they were asking for more time.
They were asking for more time, and they've had.
They agreed that they were going to take it down. I thought it was the last.
That was the last that I heard, too, was that they would take, that they were agreeable, and then he got a notification that they wanted more, even more time. They were given 30 days from the day of the letter, not to mention all the time they had before that. So, it's, he said he would let us know when he had a court date. Do you have anything?
No, other than we got some yield, the road department. Well, I'll wait until the roads. No, I don't.
Okay. Daryl, what do you have?
If you don't know, let's move on to the reports from the committees.
Okay.
That's what I got to report on. Fire department, because of COVID issues, we asked Donnie not to be here, but he gave his quarterly report. And he said for October through December, they had 6 mutual aid calls, 1 gas order, odor or leak, 1 trauma, 1 fire alarm, 1 public assistance. So he had a total call of 12 during that period of time. And we did order his air packs, $20,100 with our $20,000 grant we got. So they are ordered now and on the way.
That was 2 of them, or?
Yes, two of them. Yeah, I believe that's right.
Okay.
So, the fire department is, I think it's all on the report right now on it, so.
Okay. Planning?
Yes, we had our meeting today at 4:30. Planning has approved the unattached garage ordinance. We also approved a variance for fence on 3319 Hazelwood Court. And under new business, we approved the house plans for Frank Haney and Jim Gray. Any questions?
No. Parks and Rec, I talked to Sandra earlier today. The only thing she wanted me to pass on as they took the decorations down, she said that she's got to set up a time with Bruce Courier to use, so he can use the bucket to get this last tree, the decorations off of it, because that's how they got him up there. And I guess he had agreed to help him get it down, but she's got to get a time with him. And that's really, there's nothing else planned right now with everything being on hold with COVID. Roads?
Daryl has gotten us our yields and stop signs in that we need to put up in the back. And he's also ordered 4 speed bumps for the mail station.
Okay, great.
Any idea when they're going to come in? Did they give you any idea?
I don't think they did.
We got enough, like I said, 4 of them. We're going to put 1 on each lane coming in and 1 on each lane going out.
That's 4 8-foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that should slow them way down because they're going to be going over 2 of them.
They'll only do it a couple of times.
And as soon as they come in, we'll get them in. They're actually, you drill the asphalt and you drive pins down in through them into the asphalt. So it's something we can do. And that same time, we're going to do it on a weekend and we'll get the rest of these signs up that we got.
Okay. And I did not hear anything from Mark Plonsky, so I have nothing for codes.
Mayor, I've got a couple more things I'd like to bring up.
Okay.
In your packet, you have a personnel policy that MTAS has sent us. He has recommended that we redo our personnel policy. And so I want you to review it. I've already reviewed it with the mayor. See if you see any changes that needs to be made. We've already noticed a couple, like we need to add about vacation and sick leave and holidays. It doesn't mention that in there. You know, we don't get any, so, but it needs to say that, I think.
Yes, since it once did.
And then one, we found we need to repeal an ordinance, a previous ordinance to it that they don't have in there. So we've already noticed those three things, but Gary, if you and Tom will continue to look at that, we'll discuss it in the next meeting and let him know of those changes or any other changes that we need to approve. And then, finally, we got our codification back from MTAS. As you can see,
I call on teeth.
It's quite a document.
Yes, it is.
I've started going through it. I gave you all a packet, the cover letter from MTAS, mm-hmm. kind of describing what's in here, and asking us to review it, make changes, send it back to them, and those kind of things. Then we can go ahead and adopt it.
We have 60 days.
As you can see, it's a rather lengthy document. Mayor, I thought about this afterwards. What if we schedule a workshop just to consider this, because you all really need to know, and I've already seen a couple of changes that I know I need to recommend, but what we a workshop for about an hour and go through that. Their attorney has a list in here that she is making of recommendations of changes to make and the ones that they made. So, but I think this one needs some attention.
So yeah, you can't.
Our new municipal
right.
So maybe it's kind of a workshop. Does that sound right?
That's fine.
We'll talk to Tom and see maybe when he can feels like doing it.
Okay.
Now, there's a little bit of a time constraint, not really, but 60 days from this day, from the day they sent it on December the 17th. Well, they'll use today's. From today, or they want it back in 60 days if we can, so that they can get it back to us. After that time, if they do more revisions, we're going to have to pay them a little bit more money.
Yeah, so that's why we need to get it in the 60 anyway. Days. After that, we also give them the newest ones that we've adopted since that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is kind of related to this. This is on down here later on ordinance 220. Well, I'll just wait till then. But let's if you want me to make you a copy of this, I guess we will if we have to have a workshop, or if you want it, maybe I'll just go in. I know it's a thick document, but we'll just make copies and I'll get it to the three of you all this week. And then you can start.
So odd that they give us 60 days to get back with them and they've had it for a year.
I know.
So look at that letter if you have time and whatever, and then I'll get with. I might just talk to Tom and the mayor. We'll try to arrange a workshop time.
Yeah, I probably do need to go through it.
Okay.
That won't be quick. You're right. Okay, so is that all you had?
Yeah.
Okay, under new business, ordinance 220-5, is up for a first reading. It concerns the issue of detached garages and accessory buildings.
Did you have a chance to go over that?
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I motion we approve.
220-5.
Hmm?
220-05.
Oh, right. 220, ordinance dash 220-05.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. First reading. Then we have ordinance 220-06 concerning adopting a building code and repealing ordinances adopting building and other codes.
Okay, this is David Galt and the county planning officer and the other city officers all met and have decided to adopt the 2018 International Building Code. And so with that, then we need to pass an ordinance where we're accepting that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've already ordered and gotten in the 2018 manual. Okay. It's big and extensive, but as David told me, he said you're required by law, and Doug Drennan, by the way, has looked at this too. He was in these meetings, so he's already approved it. But we have to keep a copy available for the public in the office at all times. David already has the code, and he'll use that in his reviews and so forth. But I gave you some information in there on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll just be reviewing that, looking at it, because it's, again, quite extensive as well. We'll have to have two readings on that, like a regular ordinance. And then, like I said, just look at that, and then we'll discuss it at the February meeting.
See, what they haven't done in the past, and David called me about this, is they've just adopted the new code book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't opt out of certain things in that code book, you have to make people do them.
Yeah.
Like sprinkler systems in a house.
Mm-hmm.
The new code book, 2012, called for sprinkler systems in a residential home. Well, that's extremely costly to do. Everybody else opted out of it. We never did. So technically, people were supposed to be putting sprinkler systems in.
Well, is that so maybe are you
so that's why David called me. He said, hey, you need to look at this, he said, because the county, we've never done any of this stuff. We've always opted out of all that stuff because it's so stringent.
Yeah.
And so costly, and there really is no, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's safer, but and there's a lot of other things, just like that's where we ended up getting a $2,000 building permit fee from.
Right.
Because that was in the 2012 code book, and they adopted it, and then that's what they started charging people.
Well, they've opted out of 18 chapters of the,
mm-hmm.
and then another 3, 4, 5, 6, like another 12.
And I will say, David is very up on that stuff. I mean, he keeps up with it. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was the county building inspector for a while, too, so... But he's a pretty smart guy, and I've talked to him quite a few times on this, so I'm glad he got it done already.
And here's the email between Doug and David and Rob Wilson and sending it to us. You know, and Doug Drennan says the city will need to follow the normal ordinance adoption procedures in the city's charter. City must have a copy of the 18 code available to the city recorders for inspection by the public at least 15 days prior to the final reading of the ordinance, which will be next month. Well, we've not even had the first reading yet. I recommend city recorder make a note, goes on and on. There's no requirement for a public hearing or special notice requirement, but we just have to follow our regular ordinance, which is two readings of the ordinance, and that's from Doug Drennan. So, anyway, we just need to look at that and be comfortable with it.
And then the other thing is David brought up, if the golf course tries to do anything with the clubhouse, he can't inspect it. That's a commercial building.
Mm.
This is residential. He's a residential building inspector.
So who would that be?
So they would have to hire, we would either have to hire, I don't know how that would work. Because I don't think David's, he told me he wasn't licensed for commercial. It falls under a totally different thing.
Well, that wouldn't be us anyway, would it?
What?
I mean, they would. That's that would be on them to hire.
I don't know if we're charging a building permit. If they're going to do something, and we're going to charge them a fee. We need to figure that out. I don't know. Jefferson City's got to have one because they got a lot of commercial buildings. So does Dandridge.
That's true. I'll check on that and see. I'll call James Magnolia, Jefferson City. I'll talk to their building inspector and see what they say. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that.
So this one we're not voting on tonight.
No. Just read it. I put it in your packet. And I'll look at that over. One other thing before you adjourn the meeting, there, I did give you the financials for November and December.
Mm-hmm.
You have it in your packet. Like I ordinarily do, I go down it and see if there's anything that jumps out at me that's out of line or whatever. Let me make just a few comments. Our insurance dividends, about the fourth or fifth line down on the administrative, we've already gotten that money in. We didn't budget it, so $2,193. We are going to get some more, or actually, they're just going to reduce our insurance invoice by supposedly $5,100 in the spring.
Okay.
So that'll be coming in. Interest, we way over budget. I hate to say that. We put too much interest. I mean, it's not a whole lot. $2,000 I put in interest, and so far we've got $221. That changed when we changed banks,
So mm-hmm.
That's going to be off a little bit. But here are the things that's interesting. Our sales tax revenue, at 6 months, we're already $3,100 over what we budgeted. So it's going to be a pretty large increase. And that's also going to be on the mixed drink tax. We're finally getting that in, and it's already way over what we collect, was supposed to collect, or what we budgeted. And the state sales tax is going to be way over too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over yet, but it's the trend is it's going to be way over by the end of the year. And right now we're at 54% collections on what we budgeted on our revenue, so we're right on track. On the expense side, there's none on there that leap out at all except our attorney fees.
I was just going to say.
With all this fence thing going on, we're going to be on. However, once this is over and I get a final total on the attorney fees, we should get maybe all of it back or some of it because of our errors and omissions insurance policy. I've already notified them that there's going to be a claim coming, which you have to do. So,
well, plus the fact that Doug can ask for the attorney fees back for the city too, since they're the ones that screwed up, not us.
Right.
So, not only yes, we shouldn't have to pay that.
Yeah, I knew the attorney fees were going to be higher.
So that's, that's the only thing on the expense side. Everything else is right on line so far for basically 6 months.
Has there been any other talk of any COVID grant money? Anything further?
I'm trying to follow it as much as I can.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet either. Okay.
I think it's too soon. They're still arguing in Congress over it.
Oh.
Is there an update on Stoneway?
Nothing's going to happen with that until springtime, because they're going to be shutting the blacktop plants down in another week.
Was the bidding process completed?
The bids are only good for 30 days, so there was no sense us sending out sealed bids if we weren't going to do it for another couple of months. So we'll wait until spring to send them out again. Speaking of that, one thing I'd like to bring up, which Tom's not here, but you can be thinking about it, Daryl, you can, is the city needs to start putting the $30,000 back into the road fund that they always used to put in, and then they stopped about I don't know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. The city always used to give $30,000 into the road department on top of the 15 or 16 we got from State Street Aid. And they stopped doing that when they hired the cop.
I'm definitely not opposed to that.
The police department to help pay for that. So I really think we need, especially if we're going to be way over on all this money that we'll get back this year again to start putting it back in.
Well, I might just go ahead and bring the amendments on next month.
Okay.
One of them is the road, you know, we've already overspent because of those. I think it's a culvert fix. We're already over.
How's the culvert on Deer Creek Trail?
It's in.
It's in?
Oh, yeah, they're both in. They've been in. But again, of course, Marilyn's a little upset. She thinks it looks unfinished. Well, it is unfinished because you can't finish it until it all settles down, or if we pave it, it's going to drop again. So this coming spring, we'll get the sun.
Probably won't be able to do it.
But now that's something to bring up at the end of the year when we're doing the budget, when we start on the budget. If you want to
bring up the 30,000.
I'm setting aside the 30,000 out of your profits, if you want to call it, your additional income.
Yeah. If you think about it, over the 10 years time, that's $300,000 that would have been in the roads fund.
You're right.
Plus the fact that they were taking the State Street Aid, the $15,000 or $16,000 we were getting for the roads, and paying for the streetlights with it. So yeah. Nothing was getting put in.
True. I agree with that. Anything else?
That's it.
Motion to adjourn?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.